Coming in shortly on the next segment of the show, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin will join us on the program. It's been a week since the state Supreme Court struck down the governor's safer at home order. Businesses are slowly reopening. What's happening in Waupun? We'll talk with Waupun City Administrator Kathy Schlieve coming up on the second half of the show, and we'll get our daily coronavirus update with Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller on the final segment of the program. Several weeks back, we reported on a UW Oshkosh statewide survey that talked about concerns that Wisconsin businesses had about being forced to close if current conditions at that time persisted for a number of months amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Director of UWO's Center for Customized Research and Services, Jeffrey Soxie, was on our program back then, and he joins us on this segment of the show as results of the second round of UWO's COVID-19 Economic Impact Survey are being released. And Jeffrey, it's a pleasure having you back on the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. No surprise, when we first talked, a good percentage of businesses said if the closures statewide continued for, I think it was persisted for more than 3 months, they'd be forced to close permanently. And the survey found thousands of jobs had been lost in the earliest days of the safer at home order, millions of dollars in inventory, over $100 million in income and lost wages and productivity income had been lost. The safer at home order last week was struck down. What was the focus? And we wanted to, you folks wanted to kind of find out how this was progressing. So what are the talking points in this second survey that came out?
Well, the biggest thing to consider with regards to the second survey is the second survey, we collected responses through the end of the day on Sunday the 17th, but the survey opened on May 4th. So, you know, the results that we're seeing right now are a blend of businesses reporting during the safer at home order and then after the expiration of it. But again, just making note that the data that's reported here is for business operations during the month of April. So when we report out our June results in a month, that will capture, you know, more of the information on the effects of the transition. But in high number or top line results, we observed a continuation of losses across the state over the month, with income loss of about $79 million, wage and productivity loss of about $26 million, inventory loss of $29 million, and another approximately 9,800 positions lost. Now, the other thing that's notable about this, of course, is that we only had just over 1,100 businesses respond to this survey, which is about half of what we saw in April. So, again, just noting that we saw a significant uptick in the number of jobs lost per establishment in this survey.
All right. So what do you make of those findings? Are there any surprises that you found?
Well, as far as what we're seeing in the survey, there are a couple things that really jumped out to us. One of the biggest things that I think we saw in the May findings is that more businesses, and it's about a third of all businesses that responded, are now saying that they believe that they will be able to remain in operations more than 10 months, even under current conditions. And that's really the longest term that we had stipulated in terms of the question. So we're seeing that firms are much more confident about their ability to to weather the crisis, simply because of the fact that I think that they're more optimistic about at least the end of the immediate disaster. The other thing that we saw, which was interesting, is we also asked businesses to give us some insights as to the types of assistance they may have looked for and may have received over the course of the last month. And of the businesses that responded, about 73% had applied for some financial assistance, either through the Paycheck Protection Program, EIDL, or some other SBA resources. But of those 73%, only 62% actually received that assistance. So it points again to the fact that, while these programs are great and they're available, not all the businesses that actually need that assistance is currently receiving it.
All right. So now that the state has reopened, the Safer at Home order is no longer in effect. Are you folks continuing to do the survey this month?
Yes, it's our expectation that we're going to continue the survey at least through the end of 2020. And the reason for that is twofold. One is the fact that we know that there are businesses that, even though the Safer at Home order has expired and businesses are reopening, that a number of businesses across multiple sectors, especially in customer-facing services, will have to change their business operations, and that business, at least for the foreseeable future, won't be back to normal. So we're going to continue to track, the changes and losses that are encountered there. And the other thing that we're going to be looking at moving forward, from the June survey on, is looking at this summer and looking at how tourism-related industries are impacted, again, because of the fact that we're seeing a lot of concerns about people's willingness to travel to their favorite destinations.
Director of UWO's Center for Customized Research and Services, Jeffrey Soxey, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Take care.